This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Framing Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, hey, hey. Those Wahoos have climbed to number 15 in the nation, Hobbo.
Yeah, it's
15.
You know, it's been an exciting year, and they keep people all the way to the end of the game. Let's put it that way.
I like that. You know, the TV people love it. And, you know, Virginia was rewarded today when the networks gave Virginia another nighttime game when they play Wake Forest.
7 o'clock.
A 7 o'clock kickoff, and that helps Virginia get the students and the townies and even, I guess, the local alumni to actually go to the bloody game.
And because of other commitments, it allows me to get to the game, which is probably the most important thing.
a former basketball player, not exactly.
Well, I have to go to the game and explain to you what's happening on the field.
No, that's what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Frank, what just happened? What did Virginia? What is Virginia doing? All right.
What's that funny-looking ball they're playing with?
Why are they playing with laces on a ball? All right.
Great. What a nice win down in Chapel Hill, no doubt.
Listen, 17-16 overtime. I don't care if they have to play 8 overtimes. When you win 7 games already this early in the season and you beat your oldest rival, remember they've been playing for 130 times, and Virginia suddenly has the worm has turned. I mean, Carolina in recent years has been beating Virginia like a rented mule. So this was a big win.
My attitude is just get us to overtime. We're really good in overtime.
You know, I think they should just skip regulation. Chandler Morris, the Virginia quarterback, puts on a cape every time.
I did see something that this is the first time a team has won 3 overtime games.
Since Texas Tech did it like many years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm very excited. I think most Cavalier fans are excited. Tonight's show, Hobbo, we've got some great guests. We got Chris Wright of the Saber, who's been a friend of the show, a contributor to the show, a co-sponsor of the show from really the very beginning, and I admire all the work that he does. It's incredible what he accomplishes every week to keep the Saber current and, you know, newsworthy.
He's a great guy, and we're fortunate to have him connected to us directly through the Sabre and other things that he's done through the years. Just a great guy and a good basketball coach, too.
Yes, apparently. He likes to coach the girls.
That's it.
All right. Shortly after Chris's segment tonight, we'll have Dr. Jody Smith.
Another great guy.
Yeah, to help us break down the injury
of which
issues.
There are many. It's a long list.
Virginia has the most complicated injury report in college football.
Well, it's two-thirds of the way through the season. You got guys hurt. It's a tough game.
Well, and Virginia had a lot of guys hurt before the season kicked off. All right. And later in our show, we have UVA's Deputy Athletics Director, Wally Wonderful.
Wonderful Wally.
Yep. I tell you what, we're excited to have Wally Walker.
One of the UVA icons that I made great back in the day, you know.
Well, I tell you, Wally could bank that ball off the glass. How about you never use the glass?
Nah, I didn't like the glass. Straight in, baby.
All right. Let's jump to our first guest. Chris Wright, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. We're excited to have you with us.
They clearly have the third-place podium finisher going first with Wally Walker later. I love it.
Well, you know, we try to build you up. We work very hard night and day to try to hype the Sabre. And
well, you know, Frank, for 17 years, has told me, an old basketball guy, that it's always football season, which has been very tough for me to accept. But we got to talk a little football, especially with the way the season's going. But I had one question for you. Where has the offense gone? Is it injuries, or have people figured out how to stop us? What's going on offensively that we're a little less productive in the last two or three weeks?
Yeah, I think that's on everyone's mind, right? Because it's pretty clear that the offense is struggling. I don't think it's any one thing, right? I think it could be Chandler Morris is a little banged up. It's an ongoing thing. He told Preston Willett, who covered for us at the Sabre down in Chapel Hill, that it's a pain management thing going on with his off shoulder. So I think that could be it. I think the offensive line shuffle, right? They've had guys in and out. Brady Wilson returned but hadn't played in 3 weeks at Chapel Hill. He gave up his first sack since 2023. It had been 25 games since Brady Wilson allowed a sack, but he gave one up at Carolina. So I think that could be part of it. And then I don't think the running game has been as good. And to me, that they need that balance.
It can't be. Belichick is a great defensive thinking coach, and he put the linebackers up on the line of scrimmage outside the ends. He said, you know, we're going to take away your outside running plays. And, you know, he apparently told his defensive ends if they didn't get sacks, they were going to be terminated. And I don't mean thrown off the team. I just mean terminated.
Well, having Cam Ross also hurt.
Well, you know, quality receiver. Virginia has enough receivers. The problem is, there's not enough time. In that game, I was watching very carefully, Chris, from the get-go. They were hitting Chandler Morris, and they got away with some roughing plays. Apparently, Virginia couldn't rough Gio Lopez, though, because every time they touched him, they blew a whistle and threw a flag. But just your thoughts on, okay, so they put more men in the box. Chandler just has to check down and throw the ball on first down.
Right. I think they're going to have to get a little more creative on first down because I think you're right. There are four and five guys on the defensive line of scrimmage, right? Whether that's walking up a linebacker or walking up a safety, whatever they're doing, they're stacking the box more on the early downs. You know, I think they missed Dakota Twitty a little bit in those scenarios because that's a little quick hitter you can throw to a tight end to punish that approach. Ennis has done it some. But I think having both guys available for that helped earlier. So I think his absence matters a little bit. Maybe some wide receiver screens can help. They've tried a few running back screens to try to counter it. They just haven't kind of found what the perfect antidote is going to be. But they're trying to counter it. But teams are definitely walking up to that line of scrimmage.
Well, their DBs at one point in the second half were all within 10, 11 yards of the line of scrimmage. They're not even remotely concerned about the deep ball because they know they're going to get to the quarterback before he can release the deep ball. And you know, you also have to give the receiver time to make a couple of moves. But let me
And even the ones he's thrown deep have not connected the last couple of weeks, right? He missed Jamari Taylor 2 weeks ago. He missed Cam Courtney in this game on a deep throw where it was there, just wasn't quite accurate enough or couldn't pull in the pass. If they can complete just one or two of those, that would change the complexion, too.
And, you know, I have to think if it is the AC joint that's injured and is in the quarterback's left shoulder, which is what most have surmised, as he rotates his shoulders.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And torques through as he rotates his body to make the throw. It's putting a lot of strain on that shoulder. And as the game wore on, it was obvious to me, particularly when they put the camera angles lower field level, it seemed to me that Chandler Morris is almost throwing sidearm now on almost every play because he's in so much pain.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of pain, but I think if you're on the field, you have to go with the mindset that you're not hurt. So if you choose to play, I think you have to execute better, and I think Chandler Morris would say the same thing.
Well, do you know, is he practicing every week, every day? Sometimes if you're hurt, they'll hold you out of practice, and that sometimes can mess up your timing. Do you know if he's being held out of practice at all?
That's a good question. I haven't heard one way or the other, but you know he's limited in practice because they automatically put the colored jersey on you.
Yep.
So it's not the same thing, right, even if he is practicing a little bit.
Well, you know, the other thing that teams aren't taking it away from Virginia, but the coaches and Chandler Morris are taking away the read option because they don't want to expose him to a hit that might knock him out of the game because Danny Kalen is not ready for prime time right now. I
think more importantly, multiple games, right? Like
you don't want
him to get hit in a way that it may cost you more than that rest of that quarter or whatever, right? They're being cautious with that choice. And so far, they've been able to get away with it. So I don't expect that to change unless it has to.
Of course, in overtime, Chandler tells the coaching staff, I got this. And then he takes off for the left or right pylon and just runs like a bat out of hell. And listen,
That was an audible, too.
Yeah, that run he made on Saturday in overtime that got the first down, he was like a shot out of a cannon. He took off, and there was no hesitation. He knew it was going to hurt. He knew it might be the last play of the game for him. But you know what? Carolina couldn't catch him, and they couldn't stop him, and he got that first down. And then one play later, Jamari Taylor on that direct Wildcat snap play
that they used at Louisville as well. Yeah.
By the way, I want to give Dez Kitchings, the offensive coordinator, credit. I don't know what he's doing in the rest of the game, but these overtimes, he seems to be calling plays that the opponents are not ready for, have not seen, or ill-prepared to stop. What do you think?
He's definitely gotten the right numbers dialed up in overtime. I don't know that it's anything different. Like, they won the overtime game at Louisville on the same direct snap. This time they just disguised it with a pre-snap shift. It was the same play.
Right.
It was the opposite direction, left instead of right, but it is the same play. They have thrown a couple of, like, play-action kind of short routes in those overtimes, both at Louisville and North Carolina, to an underneath receiver to get some yards early in the overtime series. So
Right. There's
a little bit of creativity there, but it's nothing all that drastic, I don't think.
Well, the play they ran Louisville, where Chandler rolled to the right and sprinted way wide right and then did the little tiny dump pass over the heads of the defenders to John Rogers, the tight end. That was a very clever play, and I think they need to go back to using Rogers more because he is more capable of getting open quickly. I think Sage Ennis takes a little bit longer, but he's a very good inside the red zone receiver. But really, Rogers could be used more, in my opinion. And I do think, as you surmised earlier, they missed Dakota Twitty. Everything that he did affected other teams. Now, maybe it was his downfield stretch ability, if you will, but I agree with you.
No, he definitely was pressuring the seams. So I think that matters. Ennis is doing it some, but he doesn't have the same speed as Twitty, as a former receiver, has.
Okay, let's talk about the running backs. Taylor seems to have healed up on his ankle, which the coaching staff and everybody kept hush-hush, but he clearly turned his ankle late in that last home game we had. Was that Stanford, I believe? Okay.
Last home game.
Washington State. Sorry.
It was a West Coast team.
Yes, remember late in the game he rolled his ankle, came out. They taped it back up and taped it over his shoe. He went back out there and he made some nice runs. I'm looking here. I think Harrison Whaley is fresh. He looked like he's ready to go. They need to run him like a son of a gun because he has some speed. And he is not Xavier Brown, but he does some of the same things in terms of he can hit the edge faster, I think, than Jamari Taylor. All right. Previewing Cal, what are your thoughts and what are the keys in this game?
Let's start with running the football just because Virginia Tech did such a good job of that in their win against Cal last week. I think if Virginia can get the ground game going again, maybe that answers a lot of these questions, right? Like, whether that's creativity or a better passing game or better blocking, if you can just get the run game to be a little bit better than it has been these past 3 weeks, I think that can solve a lot of things on offense. And then the second thing is just follow the defense. You know, we haven't talked about defense yet, but they've been owning this game the last 2 or 3 weeks they've been. And really, they haven't given up many points all season other than two games, right? NC State and Florida State. Nobody else has really been scoring points on Virginia's defense, particularly in the second half. So if that continues, Virginia will be in the game, right? Then it'll come down to, you know, can you score enough points and get enough offense to get it over the finish line?
Yeah, clearly the defensive staff has been making some nice adjustments at halftime. And, you know, the last three wins credit the defense, not necessarily the offense, but it's a team game. So hopefully, various people step up. And I think the kickoff for the game is 12:45 Pacific time, so it's 3:45 Eastern time. I worry about the body clock if they started the game at 10:30 Eastern time, but the players should be able to adjust to a 3 o'clock or 3:45 start out there on the West Coast. Tough drive or tough – how are they going to get the equipment out there? I know they always used to take the equipment on a truck. Are they trucking it all the way to the West Coast, or are they flying it out there? Or do you know, Chris?
As far as I know, they still drive equipment. All of these schools have somebody making the trek long before the team actually does.
Well, that Hildreth truck had to have left – has to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a long route out there and right. A long way back. But, Chris, thank you, as always, for coming on. Next time, we'll start a little discussion about hoops, which is about to start as well. But at any rate, we thank you for your time. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll be back shortly with the Ortho Injury Report with Dr. Jody Smith. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's talking tonight? We're still a bunch of happy Who's here with a big win over what used to be maybe our biggest rival, North Carolina.
It's our oldest rival, yeah. Period.
You know, so it's anytime you beat the Tar Heels, it's good, even though it was a narrow win, but a win nevertheless.
It's also the oldest rivalry in the South.
130th contest between North Carolina and Virginia.
All those Auburn and Alabama people can go cry.
Absolutely. But and earlier, apparently, Frank told me, I said, ortho report, it's the ortho Virginia injury report. So, Jody, give me a little leeway here. You know, sometimes we don't operate with a script here, but Frank is ready to go with questions about Chandler Morris. So, Dr. Smith, thanks for calling in tonight.
Good to be here. Fire away, Frank.
Well, first off, let's start with Mikhail Boley, left tackle, has missed a half. I believe that was Louisville. They've got to have been a crazy ankle device. I think it's on his right ankle, and Boley has not been the same. He was not himself against Carolina. He impeded the rush, but he didn't stone anybody. There was no stone wall there. I'm also concerned that Brady Wilson, the center, who has a strained calf, lower leg, potential ankle issue, he's nowhere near 100%. I would rate him maybe 65%. I was watching him, and he needed help from others, including Josie on one side and Drake Metcalf on the other, so that the guy lining up, you know, in the zero hole didn't just come right through and kill Morris. Those guys I'm concerned about. I wonder, have you heard anything about Cam Ross? He was cleared to play, but then they held him out. We know that he had a concussion. I was told it was not a major concussion, but they decided to hold him out of the game, and you saw what happened. Any other thoughts on those guys?
So Cam cleared his initial concussion protocol, and then as he went back, he had some mild symptoms, and they don't take chances, and so they decided to hold him out. I mean, it's one of those things where he probably, you know, could have officially cleared, but you know, with the head injuries nowadays, they just take no chances. The line guys are going to be week to week, you know, those lower extremity things. You don't think they have to move their feet a lot, but they do, and having to push off is challenging. Boley should get better every week unless he re-aggravates it. Same thing with Josie. And then, you know, Morris has just got a bad left non-throwing shoulder AC separation, but he keeps re-injuring it. He did it, you know, on the interception. He tried to make the tackle. He even hit the guy. He landed on the ground.
Yes.
And he gets up and hurts himself again. So, I mean, that's going to be, until he's got, you know, 4 to 6 weeks off, he's going to, every time he gets hit on it, it's an issue. And I don't know if that's part of his inaccuracy. I mean, he's not been the same guy the last 2 weeks. Part of that is because he hasn't really been a threat to run, because he knows if he lands on it, it's going to be really uncomfortable. And I think it's got to be in the back of his mind. But it's definitely affected his play.
Does the off-shoulder impact his throwing motion at all? Frank made reference to that earlier.
I mean, it's the AC joint really hurts when you bring your arm across your body or put your arm behind you. And so, you know, I guess you would think that kind of the follow-through, or if he brings his arm up to hold the ball, it would bother him. But, you know, I mean, I wonder if it's more of the fact that because he's just kind of a pocket guy now, it's affecting the way that he's playing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe all of the above. So Daniel Sparks, the highly touted punter for the Cavaliers, he was able to play for the whole game, and I think his punting really helped keep Carolina at one end of the field where they had to drive the whole field.
And you're happy because he's not kicking off anymore.
I don't want him kicking off ever again. That's just the worst idea. What I'm wondering is, since he had a hip flexor injury and he had to punt, I think, 8 times on Saturday, is his hip back in danger, you think?
I mean, that's the most common injury for kickers, punters and kickers, and it's the muscle that basically brings your leg forward. And so, you know, they wouldn't have let him go back out there. They're pretty strict about it because it's really easy to re-aggravate it. And so, I mean, I think that, you know, obviously, they would have preferred he punted 3 instead of 8 times, but you know, he didn't re-aggravate it from what I could see.
All right, there's the music. We want to thank you in Ortho Virginia for all that you do. We hope that you are having a great fall. I know you got plenty of pickleball injuries that you've got to take care of, but We thank you and everybody on your team, and stay with us. Who's Talking will continue. We've got Wally Walker coming on after the break. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment 3 tonight. And before we introduce Wally Walker to our audience, I want to first thank Mr. Cliff Cutchins, a longtime family friend. The other day, he surprised me like you wouldn't believe when he handed me this amazing wooden black box with a VAF logo stamped on the top. And inside the box was a replica, it's a miniature replica of the saber that the Cavalier rides out at the beginning of the game on the back of the horse. And
do you have to have a license to carry that?
Maybe, but I think I can use this when I get mad at games. This, if someone hacks me off, I'm just kidding, joke. All right, big show tonight, and we're culminating with things here with Wally Walker, one of Habbo's teammates, and you know, someone that also liked to get the ball passed to him because he could fill it up. And
hey, I said the year Wally and I were teammates, we had Wally, Parkhill, myself, Gus Gerard. I've joked with people, if we could have played with three basketballs, we'd have been the best team in the country. We just didn't have enough shots to go around. But Wally, we appreciate your joining us tonight. We're always grateful for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're good. You know, we're good. Football 7-1, and you know, basketball.
Yeah.
I was at the scrimmage the other night. I saw you down there courtside. I probably should have come down and said hello, but you were down there talking to Marvin Bush, so I figure you're probably working him for a few dollars. But anyway, give us your, you know, it's an exhibition game. The season hadn't even started yet. But what are your thoughts on the basketball team that Coach Odom has put together?
Yeah, well, for context, I have seen them practice quite a bit. I don't see every practice, but when I'm in town, I try to get over there at least a couple times a week. This goes back to June, so it's been fun to see them evolve because I would say from day one, the energy and focus have been great. We didn't have them all here, so then here comes Grenlow and here comes DeRitter, and all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, we got some more size and skill up front. So that's been a help, but even without those guys, you know, the 1-2, and I'll go back to that word, the energy has just been great. And that's a credit to Ryan and staff, too.
Yeah, he clearly likes a 94-foot game, which I appreciate, you know, because he's putting full-court man-to-man pressure on. He's going to play a lot of guys. I think that will continue. He played 11 people the other night, 10 of whom played double-digit minutes. So talk a little bit about his style of play, and it's going to be a different tempo than what we've seen for the last 15 years.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And a couple of things that stand out to me, and they stood out when I watched the teams at VCU last winter as well, you know, they really get the ball side to side. And in fact, I could hear him from my seats, you know, tell him to rotate the ball. Because, you know, the easiest thing to guard, Habbo, though you don't know anything about this that end, is when you get the ball gets stuck on one side of the court.
Man, just taking a shot like that, you know.
Job.
I thought you were my friend.
Habbo,
unfortunately, it's true.
People don't remember seeing you play. Yeah, they should be fully aware. But they do. They move the ball side to side. His VCU teams, and then when I started watching practice, I know why. Because they work on it every single day. They swing the ball, and it's really a great attribute. And so, in addition to playing quickly, you know, his teams create a lot of driving lanes and openings because that ball does get side to side.
And the other thing, and I'll let Frank get in here, but they played 11 guys, and I noticed that all 11 attempted a three-point basket. So they attempted 26 threes, but all 11 guys attempted a three. So it's going to be raining threes. You know, Coach Bennett used to say, we certainly have takers. Hopefully we'll have makers. But I think this team certainly has the capability of making threes, even the big guys.
Well, Ugo, being the big guy, I don't know how many took at K-State last year, Kentucky the 2 years before that. I don't think many, but he's got confidence in it, and they've given him confidence in it. So, and his stroke looks decent. So he made one the other night, and it's not the first one. So, I hope he keeps that confidence.
All right, Wally, I'm curious, against Villanova, which was the second scrimmage that the Cavaliers have played, Ryan Odom started DeRitter, Grenlow, Thomas, Lewis, and Hall. Do you think that will change? Because I noticed that Lewis only played a hair under 11 minutes, whereas the other guys all played between 24 and 29 minutes.
Well, I don't have insight on thinking on the starting lineup, but again, because I have seen a lot of practice, I've seen all those guys play a fair amount, and they've got a lot of guys that can play. So I think it's just whoever's going well. When Jakari White comes in like he did early on for Sam Lewis, and Sam, by the way, has played really well all summer, so didn't have a good game on Friday.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, but he's solid, both ends.
You know, the one...
Jakari White gives him a great kind of three-guard look, and just, a couple of guys with him, Malik, who can really go get their own shot and make a play, too.
The one guy who I think the Charlottesville people are really going to enjoy, and hopefully he'll be there for 4 years, is Chance Mallory, the local guy from St. Ann's Belfield. He's got quickness. I think he's got the ability to guard people off the dribble. So he played 17 minutes the other night, but I think he's going to be really a big factor for this team. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's fun to see the crowd react to him right away, knowing where he's from and the local guy, and everybody's pulling for him. And he's made great strides since June. I mean, he's obviously playing against bigger guys and and with quickness. And he's really made the adjustment, and the improvement from June to now has been remarkable.
Well, in the two scrimmages, Virginia has struggled, with fouls, 18, 19 fouls both games, also turnovers. And you would expect that as they adapt to a new scheme that is radically different from what was being played prior, but good teams don't have 18 turnovers.
No, we're going to have more turnovers just playing the speed that we're already talking about than what we've been used to around here. You guys know, you watch the scrimmage, a number of those were sloppy, and Ryan talked about it post game. They got to clean those up, and they're working on it. As to the Friday night scrimmage, I got to give credit to Villanova for chunk of those two. Those guys, I'm sure you could all see it, were playing really hard physical defense. So some of it was just them.
You know, the thing that impressed me, the crowd was great. They were really into the game. It came down to the last possession, and it really felt like a real game. It didn't feel to me at all like an exhibition or a scrimmage. I thought both teams really were playing hard.
Sure did. And I went to practice the day before on Thursday, and Coach Odom asked me how many I thought would be there, and I said, I really have no idea. I don't have any insight. I said, I would guess 8,000, 9,000. Of course, it was much better than that, and to your point, Hobo, they were into the game.
How's the job going otherwise? How's resources and finances at dear old UVA these days?
Well, we're making progress, and our donors, our supporters, were very generous with NIL and through June 30th when the system changed, of course. And now we got to go out and get what's called commercial NIL. In other words, businesses engaged in our student-athletes for appearances and promotions and endorsements and compensate them for that. And it's a new way, but that's where, with a hard salary cap, where we need incremental help, and we're out working on it. We're making progress and, feel good about where we are. We're work to do.
Well, a lot of people are asking me, is this new age with football something that is repeatable? And how will that look? Because I know they just got another multi-million-dollar gift from a generous friend of the program, which you like to hear. But it seems to me they're going to have to start recruiting a whole lot better, particularly in-state with football, to keep scholarship costs down while at the same time attracting more and more fans from the Commonwealth. What are your general thoughts?
Well, in-state scholarships are more reasonable for athletes, non-athletes alike. So we love those in-state recruits for sure, but we got to get some out-of-staters as well, as we always have done, like, you know, Pennsylvanians.
Can you imagine how many basketball players has Virginia brought in from Pennsylvania? I mean, you and Park Hill, you... Gerard
Walker
and Wally,
yeah,
and there's more.
Dan Bonner.
Yeah. So,
although Dan would never admit that, Mr. Stanton, there's no way.
He's Mr. Pittsburgh originally.
Yeah.
Wally, I was also going to ask you about the Olympic side of things. Well, go ahead and answer Frank's question about football first.
Well, and this gets back to my 12 years of running the Seattle SuperSonics. Yeah, you got to allocate wisely, and I think we've proven last year with the new system we did that really well. What's changed from last offseason is, you know, you had donors who could, if you want to sign an extra guy, or, you know, you like somebody, maybe you just got an extra donation and you could pay them that way. Now with a hard cap, the allocation's got to come first amongst the sports. The athletic department, Carla's got to decide of the $20.5 million this year, who gets what. And then when that gets allotted, then the coaches and the data analytics people and the general managers at all have to make good allocation decisions. And that's very similar to the pro model, where you've got a cap. And in my case in Seattle, where our payroll was half of our arch rival, the Blazers, most years, wow. We just got to do it well, and we've got the people to do that.
That's where your MBA from Stanford came into play. But how does all this impact Olympic sports? I know a lot of people at Virginia we're very successful on the Olympic side.
And by the way, Olympic sports right now is on fire.
Yeah, they're all doing terrific.
Yes, all true. And Habu, it's a great question. I get it all the time, too. And here's our reality. Our Olympic sports are great. We've got these fantastic coaches. But... this sound negative because they're doing so well, and our people are always going to compete well. The $20.5 million of the revenue share / salary cap at Virginia and most places, maybe all places, isn't going to the Olympic sports, and that's money that heretofore has gone to, you know, supporting operations of Olympic sports. So what we have to do and what we're working on, but it's a challenge, and when we can meet, but it's going to take a while. We need to get the Olympic sports, both scholarships and operations, because that's where the $20.5 million from the football money and the revenue in part used to go. We got to get those all endowed. So our coaches, their travel budgets, all the things they need operationally, and their scholarships are going to be taken care of every year. You think about our VAF folks who are doing a superb job of raising money for scholarships, but now we have more scholarships. Of course, each scholarship dollar or amount per scholarship has gone up, as it does most, if not every year. So, you know, we got to get from 20 to 25 million bucks now just to support our scholarships every year.
So, in other words, you're a busy man these days.
Well, we all are, and we're doing creative, innovative things, some of which we're not ready to talk about, but you might have seen we just came out with Corner Media, which is in-house media driven by our student-athletes, and we're working on getting sponsors for those to help pair student-athletes, and we're doing a number of things that you'll see here on the horizon.
Well, Wally, we appreciate your time. We'll definitely have you back in a few weeks to get an update on your assessment of the Cavalier Hoopsters. But thank you for being with us this evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, anytime.
All right, Wally Walker, we'll come back with our final segment. A little speaking of Olympics, we'll have some Olympic news and take a look at the ACC football schedule. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James O'Rear will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James O'Rear and get cash for your clunker. For clunkers.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer, you're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Cavaliers are rolling. Number 15 in the country, 7-1, 4-0 in the ACC. And you know what? All those North Carolina beat writers were wrong. Tell them I said so. They always underestimate the Cavaliers. And this year, just because of a coaching hire at North Carolina, they had Carolina ahead of Virginia. Ha ha.
Yeah, Frank even brought his V-Saber hat in here tonight, baby.
I wore my favorite hat.
He's fired up. Hey, we want to point out, and we should have mentioned it earlier, next week's show begins at 5 o'clock because of a VCU basketball broadcast. So Frank will be here in the studio. Virginia also opens the basketball season next week, so I'm going to Charlottesville. I'll report in during the 5:30 half hour, and you'll break down the win over the California Bears. In the first half hour at 5 o'clock.
I'm inviting dancing girls, and we're going to have champagne, and to heck with that.
You'll have a party. Yeah. Neither Vince nor I will be here.
And you know what? You guys are going to miss out.
Hey, right. A little Olympic news.
The Cavalier Olympic sports are on fire.
Absolutely. The golf team, which is ranked number one, and they were last year's national runner-up, so hopefully they'll win the whole thing this year, next spring. But they won the tournament. I guess it's called the Golf Club of Georgia Collegiate Tournament. So they're off to a great start. Obviously, the women's swimming and the men won a dual meet against North Carolina. So Virginia was beaten up on Carolina over the weekend.
Carolina used to be a swimming power not that many years ago.
Now Virginia, the women, are looking for their potential sixth straight national championship.
An old fraternity brother of mine, Phil Perdue, who is unbelievable in the sprints, he is down there in the Carolinas, and I think he is smiling big time because his Wahoos are beating all those teams down there.
Now, the swimming program is just on fire, as you said. Men's soccer beat Clemson Friday night 4-0. Women's soccer, they did take a defeat at Florida State, but then beat Pitt on Sunday. Women's soccer is ranked number 3 in the country, and field hockey, which is also ranked number 3, beat Louisville on Friday night. So, Olympic sports are just doing extremely well this fall.
You forgot women's tennis. In the ITA national tournament, the Cavaliers had the 4 finalists in singles and won the singles. And the women's doubles team advanced all the way to the finals and won. So Virginia won in the women's category. They won both the singles and the doubles in the ITA, which is very impressive.
Yeah, swimming, golf, tennis, soccer, field hockey, all are doing extraordinarily well. But
the cross country team has done very well. They won the big race out there at Panorama Farms, and
I think both the men and women cross country teams are also ranked nationally. So it's just
it's wild.
It's terrific. The athletic program at Virginia, and now all of a sudden we're winning football games too. So everything is good.
God, look out for the Cavaliers. All right, week 10 in the ACC football. So we're previewing next weekend, and it starts early Friday night. The Cavaliers are at Syracuse in the Dome, which has been renamed. And I don't care what the new name is. But that game is at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Not the Cavaliers. Who's playing Syracuse?
I'm sorry, what did I say? North Carolina? I said North Carolina.
You said the Cavaliers.
No.
The Tar Heels.
Tar Heels are playing at Syracuse. Syracuse is favored by 2 points. I'm going to predict it right now. I think the Tar Heels beat Syracuse. And they might beat them by more than a touchdown.
I thought Carolina's gotten better lately. Saturday.
They barely lost Virginia. They barely lost to Cal.
You know, clearly Belichick, you know, he's not called the GOAT for nothing. He's a good coach.
All right. Saturday, November 1st, Duke is at Clemson. Clemson is only given 3.5 points. That's a noon game on the ACC
network. Yeah, big game. If Duke wants to stay in contention, they have to win that game.
Or just stay relevant. They've been losing. Louisville is at VPI in Bleaksburg this coming Saturday. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. That's on the CW.
I think the Cardinals just have too much talent for Hokies, even in Blacksburg.
Louisville's given 10.5 points. I think the Hokies will make it closer to that, but ultimately they'll lose. Louisville's a pretty good football team.
Absolutely.
Pitt is at Stanford. Pitt is favored by 14.5. I see no reason to think otherwise.
Pitt is a sneaky team for the ACC championship. They have one loss, and they finished the season playing Georgia Tech and Miami. Tough games, but they've got an opportunity to get to Charlotte.
They're hot. Wake Forest is at Florida State. Florida State is favored by 8.5 points.
That seems bizarre to me. Wake is playing really well, and Florida State struggled.
I think the game is nip and tuck. If anything, this is a field goal game. This is a game that's going to come down to a late kick. And
we mentioned it earlier, but the Wake game in Charlottesville the week after this is 7 o'clock kick at Scott Stadium.
Which is exciting. All right, Georgia Tech is at NC State. Georgia Tech is favored by 5.5 points. I think they cover. They'll win by at least 7 to 10 points. Miami is at SMU, SMU. And SMU, the wheels came off the wagon. I don't know what has happened down there, but I do think Miami will beat SMU. Miami's had a bye week, and I think those coaches are tired of yelling at their own players.
Well, you know, Wake Forest, they go back to the game that they lost to SMU on a bad call. If it weren't for that, Wake Forest would really be in contention for the ACC title game as well.
Yep. Virginia is at Cal Berkeley. Virginia's given 4 points. Virginia has got to get healthier. They've got to somehow come up with a couple of new offensive wrinkles that allow Virginia to get yardage on first and second down, so they're not in third and long all day like they were in the entire second half against Carolina.
And that's a 3:45 kick Eastern time.
Yes, I believe it's on the Deuce, ESPN2. I'm going to predict the Cavaliers win this game, and I think they're going to cover. They will win by 5 or more points.
It's another big game. The opportunity's in front of them if they can just keep winning.
And Notre Dame is at BC. I don't know why they're still playing that team. And
That'll be a slaughter.
Notre Dame is playing about 25.5 points. I'm going to cheer for BC just because I'm tired of Notre Dame.
All right, don't forget, next week, 5 o'clock, Who's Talking next Monday?
Go Who's.
That's it. It's all over.
Who's talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.